From WHYY in Philadelphia.
Was it all a bad dream? Maybe a mistake? A misstep? A misunderstanding? Forget it, Eleanor. It's high school. We continue now with Eleanor, her reputation in tatters, and in deep trouble for a prank she didn't commit. And where were those twins anyway? Here we go, part two of the high school adventure of Eleanor Amplify.
Attention, Eleanor Amplified is terrible. That is all.
Eleanor, you are so busted.
Principal Richmond, I can explain.
Oh, you can explain? Defacing, defiling, disfiguring my beautiful rhombus.
It wasn't me. It was the twins, Oscar and Gretchen.
Eleanor, even if I believed you, which I basically do, my hands are tied. You were caught alone in front of the statue, holding a red spray paint can, literally red-handed. Principal Richmond. Hang on, Miss Amplified. I'll put you on speaker.
Hi, Mom. Yeah, I know. Yes, big trouble. Okay, bye, Mom.
Well, I think we both know what that means.
This can't get any worse.
Richmond here. Oh, hello, Mr. Superintendent. It's worse.
Ooh.
Yes, sir, the rhombus. What? The school computers? No, sir. Me, sir? Ah, oh! Yes, I see. Goodbye, sir. And I'm fired.
No, you? Why?
Yes, me! Because while you were out probably not defacing my rhombus, someone else broke in and erased the school computers.
The twins. It had to be the twins.
Well, duh. But because the guard was outside busting you, whoever broke in got away without a trace.
Blah.
Yes, blah, indeed. And the superintendent is not happy, which is why I'm going to start cleaning out my desk.
I'm sorry, Principal Richman.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you're suspended.
What?
You're surprised? How else did you think this meeting was going to go?
I...
Eleanor, listen. I believe you didn't do it, but you are in a pickle. And there's one more thing. Last night, the security guard received an anonymous tip about the rhombus. You were set up.
Oh, hey, Ellie Amplified.
How you doing, kiddo? Tough break last night.
Don't even start with me, you backstabbers. You set me up.
What, us? That's ridiculous. No, you're right. We did.
Big time. High five, Oscar.
Huh. Dumb question. But why? I thought we were friends.
We are friends, dummy. This is how we treat friends.
Look, Eleanor. We were going to fail out of school. You wouldn't want that, would you?
Yes, I would want that.
Well, we don't. We especially didn't want to study. So this was the next best option.
I am going to expose you so bad.
Wait a minute there, school hero. Don't do anything stupid.
Yeah, I don't want to sound dramatic, but if you squeal, we will ruin you.
I'm not scared of you.
Hear that, Eleanor?
I heard she's suspended.
She's not so great.
Boo, Eleanor, boo.
You hear that, Eleanor? No one will believe you anyway, and we'll make sure no one believes you ever again.
It's your word against ours. We're popular and rich. So rich.
Oscar, Gretchen, listen up. You're bullies and jerks, and you've hurt people. It's not my word against yours. It's the truth against lies. And you're not going to get away with it.
Have you heard yourself?
Seriously. Oh, that was great. But you're not a superhero, Amplidork. And we will defy you.
With every ounce of our super mechanical powers.
That's a really weird thing to say.
Whatever, nerd.
See you in the funny papers.
Hey, guys!
Eleanor, what are you doing here?
We've started a new band. We're called the Melting Glaciers.
Yeah, that's a really great name. Guys, listen, I need your help.
Why don't you ask your new best friends?
They're not my friends.
Why not? Because they betrayed you?
We are completely shocked and stunned.
Okay, you were right. The twins got me suspended. They got Richmond fired, and they erased the school's computers. Not to mention, they defaced the rhombus.
Not the rhombus!
Yes, I need to make this right.
I might have an idea.
That freshman in the radio club?
Yes, he is a big nerd.
Gruflax!
That? Is that not how you say it? Computer nerd?
Well, yes.
Yes. I bet he can help. His name is Barry Cunningham.
Barry? Barry Cunningham?
Ah!
I need your help. My name's Eleanor.
Eleanor Amplified. I know who you are.
Oh, good. That saves time. Look, the school's computers were
erased. I heard. All the grades were lost. I actually tried to warn you.
Right, the grades were lost, and I know who did it, but...
Oh, the Von Zwack twins did it.
How did you? Can you help me prove it?
Maybe. I helped set up the school's network. Look here.
Whoa, whoa, what are you doing?
I'm connecting to the school's mainframe through the internet.
Through the what now?
The internet. It's a worldwide web of interconnected computers.
Shut up.
No, no, it's real. Watch. Using this modem... I can dial into the school and access data at incredible speeds.
Wow.
Someday, we'll be able to see entire pictures on our computer screens in a matter of hours.
Just imagine.
Yeah. Okay, see, this shows lots of recent activity from two new accounts.
And you think it's the twins?
Well, the accounts are called Oscar and Gretchen von Z. So, yeah.
That's great. What are they up to?
That I don't know. Without their passwords, we can't access their logs.
Barry, try super mechanical powers.
That's random, but okay. Wow, that worked. Okay, yes, the Von Zwacks obviously erased everyone's grades.
Yes! Really? Can we prove it?
Yeah, really, really easily. These log files show everything. And look here, I think they thought this text field was a chat room. They wrote, "Hey Gretch, can you believe we're erasing the school computers? I know, Oscar, computers are so dumb. Ha 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 ha."
Barry, this is our proof. Can you print out these logs?
Sure. I've got a brand new dot matrix printer.
How long will it take?
10, 12 hours?
Get started. And I've got one more favor to ask. You're in the radio club, right?
I'm actually the founding...
Perfect. Can you bring your broadcasting equipment to the big house party tomorrow night?
You want to broadcast something from the party? I mean, I can do it, but I'm not invited.
Oh, you're going to that party, Barry. With me. This is it. The biggest party of the year. My chance to expose Oscar and Gretchen, get Principal Richmond his job back, and clear my name.
Whoa! Don't graffiti me, you criminal!
I heard they're banned socks.
What, are they from France or something?
Hey, Cheesden!
I'll only have their attention for a minute. I have to make it count.
Eleanor, are you talking to me, or...
Oh, Barry. No. Just, you know, getting it out there.
Okay. I'm gonna go and set up this radio equipment.
Right.
Whoa! Sorry. Sorry, my fault.
Hey, look who showed up. It's the class loser.
Yeah. Eleanor Ampla loser.
Nice.
Just remember, we can destroy you, Eleanor. Don't you dare rat us out.
Yeah. No snitching in the kitchen. Or you'll be wishing you were switching. Schools, that is.
Why don't you two make like Kenny G and clear the room?
Yes, your voices, they're like sharp, piercing needles.
Oscar, why are these peasants talking to us?
I don't know, Gretch. How did you get into this party, dorkwads?
We're in the band.
We are the band, and we're going on in a few minutes, so back off.
Pshaw. Okay, we can't wait to watch your lame band.
Yeah, I'm sure you're terrible.
Eleanor, are you sure we are ready?
Changing our first song last minute. It's very risky.
We'll be fine, guys. Just watch me for the changes.
Hey, Barry, we good?
Yeah, you are live on the radio, Eleanor.
Everyone? Hi. Everyone? Before we start, you should know what really happened the other night. No, listen.
Nice try, Eleanor.
No one cares what you have to say, and they never will.
Oh, no. This isn't working. Nobody's listening. What do I do now?
That's it. One, two, three, four. Attention, Eleanor Amplified is all good in the hood.
Well, you did it. The superintendent reversed your suspension and gave me my job back.
Thank goodness.
And those printouts you made showed us exactly how to fix our computers.
And the Von Zwack? Are they suspended? Arrested?
Eleanor, the Von Zwack twins got away with it.
What?
I know. They transferred to a different school this morning. You see, the Von Zwacks are very wealthy.
But won't they be held accountable?
Not by me or anyone else. No. Eleanor, that's not really the point. The twins will get there someday. But right now, you made a difference.
I guess.
You stood up to some powerful people and told the truth. I'm proud of you. And I was wondering, have you thought about your future?
Well, I was sort of thinking I'd become a rock star.
Okay, now, in case that doesn't work out, I'd like you to consider journalism. You've got a nose for it.
Me? A reporter?
Just think about it. And after you graduate, there's someone you should meet. My identical twin brother, Arthur.
You've got a brother?
Yes, he's smarter and better looking, but besides that, completely identical. Can't tell us apart. He's an editor at the big Union City radio station.
Maybe I'll pay him a visit. Thanks, Principal Richman.
Now, go get 'em, kid!
So that's how it all began. I had no idea. And we know what happens next. Oh, but I suppose you're wondering about that whole strange, otherworldly cosmic crash thing, right? Don't worry. Keep your eyes on the sky and your ears to the ground, because we'll be back soon with more new episodes of The Radio Adventures of Eleanor Amplified.
Funding for Eleanor Amplified was provided by a generous leadership gift from the Sutherland Family Charitable Fund. Look out for more episodes soon. I mean, you could just subscribe to get episodes automatically, but whatever. You do you. And thanks for listening.